With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Massive winter storm slamming the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, causing a travel nightmare.
Over 10,000 flights have been canceled through Tuesday, according to flight tracking service FlightAware. Many of the cancellations were at major hubs in Boston, New York, and Philadelphia. Baltimore and Washington area airports in Virginia were also seeing a significant number of cancellations. Amtrak has canceled over 30 trains scheduled for Monday on some of its busiest routes, including the Northeast Regional, Acela, and Keystone service.
Economist Steve Moore is thankful that President Trump is attacking the economic problems that he inherited.
I think that's one of the things that Democrats forgot in Biden years, you know, when we had 9% inflation. Americans hate higher prices. I'm here to tell you, because my wife gets mad. She goes to the grocery store and she gets so angry about the price of beef and the price of, so many broke groceries. But did you know 86% of that increase in cost was under Biden, not Trump?
Nick Reiner, son of the slain couple, Rob and Michelle Reiner, has made a court appearance in L.A.
A plea of not guilty is entered on behalf of Mr. Reiner.
Nick Reiner is pleading not guilty in the killing of his parents, Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner. He appeared with a shaved head, wearing brown jail clothes, and not the suicide prevention smock he wore in his first court appearance. Reiner's parents, acclaimed Hollywood celebrities, were found dead inside their home with stab wounds on December 14th. D.A. Nathan Hochman spoke with reporters.
We take the process in which we determine whether or not the death penalty should be sought extremely seriously, and it goes through a very rigorous process.
I'm Jennifer King.
The disappearance of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother 3 weeks ago has inspired a number of volunteers to launch their own searches in the desert. Authorities are, though, saying don't get in the way of the pros. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist group is really beginning to grow. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It was launched 4 years ago as the United Methodist Church began to break apart over its embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Now the conservative Global Methodist Church counts more than 7,000 congregations around the world. A GMC spokesman tells the Christian Post that the milestone, quote, reflects the faithfulness of God and the willingness of his people to boldly follow the Holy Spirit's leading and God's call. Michael Harrington reporting.
The head of the Jewish Federation of America issuing a warning. Eric Fingerhut says the state of the Jewish Union in America is strong, but it's being tested. We are worried about the real threats of violence and the growing acceptance of anti-Semitic rhetoric in some corners. Fingerhut is also saying now he's going to call on Congress to start taking some stern action. This is SRN News. Now, you can forget the naysayers and the Democrats, what they're crying about these days. President Trump's latest tariff threat helps to send stocks lower. But we have the latest numbers now from correspondent Seth Soutell in New York.
Stocks slumped on Wall Street after President Donald Trump ramped up his latest tariffs. Investors continued to unload companies that could be losers in the artificial intelligence revolution. The S&P 500 fell 1% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 821 points. That's about 1.7%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.1%. Cybersecurity and software stocks had some of the biggest losses. The dollar's value edged lower against other currencies, while gold continued to rise as Trump's latest tax levies on imports caused more uncertainty about global trade markets. Seth Soutell, New York.
And we have more details at srnnews.com.